What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boy. This is the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, your daily dose, episode number 172. Today's topic is this: make the mental shift. Sit back, relax, because here we go. So it is very, very easy to stay in a negative mindset when things are going pretty crappy for you. Very, very easy. And the amazing thing is this: if you think crap, you get crap. I don't really know why it works the way that it does, but I can tell you, as a person that was spent most of my life negative, it's true. Oh man, is it true? Yeah, I mean, have you ever been in this place where you're like, you wake up late, you're like, damn it, you're already in a rush, you're already hurrying. If you're anything like me, like, you need that cup of coffee in hand before you head out the door. I have two travel mugs, like, they go in rotation, and it's just, it's a necessity to have a cup of coffee in the morning, right? Even on a good day, it's a necessity, but I mean, definitely on a bad day. And just when you start like that, when you're starting at this place where you're already in a rush, you're already hurrying, where you're already moving quickly, and you're missing details. You know, I can't tell you how many times I forgot my wallet. It's less likely I forget my phone because it's usually close by, but that's happened before too. And you just feel like, you're like, damn it, like, everything is off. It's real easy to stay in that state. It's also real easy to attract negative things. And the crazy part of this is, again, I don't have a scientific explanation why this works the way that it does. But if you're in a negative state, you're going to get negativity around you. If you're in a positive state, you get positive. I'm going to venture out to say this is a law of the universe that really goes unsaid, and that really is, it's something that it took a lot for me to accept. Because think about it, like, you don't really have a scientific explanation for it, right? And think about this for a second. If you want your day to go well, right, you expect for, like, to react to something that happens. Like, let's say you go to Starbucks and they're like, hey, listen, the guy in front of you that just drove off through the drive-thru, yeah, they just paid for your order. Enjoy. Like, that's awesome. You'd be like, oh man, that's great. Well, now you have something positive that's going to lead you to that positivity. But just coming up with something positive, that takes work. That takes strategy. That takes saying, okay, well, wait a minute, like, I want to have a good day, so I'm going to think about something good. I don't know, maybe this is the reason why people that have, like, you know, a dog at home are happier. I don't know, maybe that's why. You have something, like, cute and fluffy that say, hey, you're awesome, like, you know, that's, like, you know, snuggling up against you and wagging its tail, excited to see you. Maybe that's why. But the point is this: you can have this positivity in your life whenever you want. It just takes a mental shift to do so. This goes back to something that I had heard on a Tony Robbins tape. That's how long ago it was. That it was on, like, a cassette. So some of you are listening to this young enough that's like, some of you are like, what in the hell's a cassette? So I remember hearing this on, like, a Tony Robbins cassette, that if you want positivity in your life, you first have to be willing to think positive. It made zero sense to me at the time. I was too young to receive the message. And I spent a lot of years being really negative, where if I would have implemented it sooner, I certainly could have had just like a different story of my life, you know? But it's true. It's something that I really, like, tried and implemented. And I would be lying if I said that I'm positive all the time. Of course I'm not. You know, I mean, there's, you know, I have my bad days like you do. And sometimes, you know, things are just really shitty. You know, I don't think it's normal to be positive all the time. I don't think it's normal to be happy all the time. I think of it more like the yin yang, right? You can't have good without bad. You can't have happiness without sadness, so forth and so on. However, what you can do is you can attract that good. And that law of attraction, which I'm sure you've heard of, it truly does work. Like, if you want prosperity in your life, if you want money in your bank account, if you want happiness in relationships, if you want to be fit, like fighting fit and lean, you first have to accept where you are and be thankful for where you're at in all those things. You first have to be thankful to say, you know what? I'm alive. I have air in my lungs. My heart is beating. I'm glad to be in this world. And now from this place, now I can build. Now I can earn. Now I can learn. Now I can build the life that I want. But it first comes from a place of appreciation. My friends, this is what I ask of you. Whether you're listening to this podcast right now in your kitchen, getting ready for your day, whether you're in the car on your way to a job that ultimately you do not like, wherever you are right now, find something to be grateful for in your life and shift yourself mentally. Do it once. You'll see what I mean. Then do it again and again and again. And from that place, build yourself into the person that you've always wanted to be. Because the fact of the matter is, you're already it. You just need to step on through. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. I hope this message is something that is well received by you. If it is, I ask that you please share it with friends and family. There is someone in your circle of influence that definitely needs to hear it. Second thing that I ask of you is, if you don't follow me on social media, check me out there as well. Facebook, David Boyd. Instagram, David Boyd MD. Last but not least, if you have not yet been to blindspotmedical.com, go check it out. Blindspotmedical.com is changing the way that healthcare is received by being completely proactive in a way that is definitely not the typical. Blindspotmedical.com, go check it out, and you'll see exactly what I mean. That's what I got for you today, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Become rich again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great night.